All right, everybody be reverent. And we're going to pray. How many's ever been in one of my meetings? Let's see your hands. Just, oh, you've caught a number. Well, Christian friends, it has been my motive always to try to get people to believe without even touching them. I want them to believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And I want them to accept Christ. Now, we believe that Christ died and rose again. You believe that? I believe the Bible teaches He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that? Then if He is the same, it's got to be everything the same except the corporal body. Now, that body, when it comes, time shall be no more. How many know that? Yeah, when Jesus comes in His literal body, but He come now in the form of the Holy Ghost. And He lives in His church. We said we are the branches and He's the vine. He just stands in us in spirit manner and feeds the gifts of the church. How many know that? And He said, the things that I do shall you also. Did He say them? What did He do? He never claimed to be a healer. How many know that Jesus never claimed to be a healer? But Jesus said, it's not me that doeth the works, it's my Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. He said, I can do nothing except my Father shows me first. How many know that? Right. Pass back to a pool where there's thousands of people lame, blind, halt, and withered. Never touched a one of them. What if he'd done that in Phoenix tonight? He'd be criticized. He was then. He found a man laying on a little pallet. He said, will thou be made whole? He said, I have no one put in the water. He could walk. He wasn't crippled. Nor blind. He had some kind of a trouble, maybe a prostate trouble, or tuberculosis. He's retarded. He had it 38 years. Wasn't going to kill him. So he said, I have no one put in the water. When I'm coming, somebody else steps down ahead of me. He said, take up your bed and go to your house. Watch, he's looking around there until he found that man. Why the Jews question him? And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, St. John 5:19, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in Himself but what He sees the Father doing. Is that what He said? St. John 5:19, look in your Bible. Jesus never performed one miracle without God showing Him first what to do. Or He told something wasn't right, and then He wasn't God. Verily, verily, that's absolutely, absolutely, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in Himself, but what He sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise. The Father worketh, and the Son worketh the other two. That's right. And we want to believe. We want to have faith. We want to believe that God will grant these things to us. And if He will come and present His life here to us again, just the way He did it when we were on earth, how many will accept it then and say, I believe it? Now, what is it? Of course, you've been here with me for 2 weeks now. I don't claim to be a preacher. A theologian preacher. I just love to talk about the Lord. But my gift is seeing vision. And nothing nobody laid hands on me for it. I don't believe you do that. Gifts and callings are without repentance. When I was born, just a baby, not only 3 minutes old, that light stood over where I was. My people are Catholic, you know that. I come from a Catholic family, Irish. Both mother and father. My mother was, the blood was broke there. My mother is almost a half Cherokee Indian. Right. If you'd see my mother walk across this platform, you wouldn't know her from an Indian. That's exactly right. She shows that anyone who knows that's true. But her mother was an Indian, her father was Irish, and they come from a Catholic family. But my father and mother didn't go to any church at all. But when I was born up there in that little mountain cabin, they didn't have a window like you got here, a nice glass window, just an old door like they pushed it back at 5 o'clock in the morning, and that light circled in and stood over where I was at. Brother, I know He's God. I'll make my mistakes. It's nothing to me. I couldn't do nothing. You know that. But I've certainly told the truth. And God has vindicated to the millions that is truth. And now the scientific record shows it's truth because they took pictures of it in the United States and foreign countries and took it before the examiners and everything. And they say a supernatural light become natural and scriptural. Amen. And that's science. From Washington, D.C. We got the picture up here with George J. Lacey, the head of the FBI, fingerprinting and documents. Right. The scientific world knows I've told the truth. The church knows I've told the truth. God knows I've told the truth. Now, if you'll believe me, then you'll have what you ask for. If you can believe that Jesus died, rose again, and died for your sins and sickness, accept it just on the basis that He did it. You can have whatever you ask for. God will give it to you. May the Lord bless you now while I turn to the audience or to the sick line. It's not necessary for you to be here. That has nothing to do with it. You just look out. How many don't have prayer cards and wants to be healed? Let's see your hand. All right? You just look and believe. Have faith. If God don't call you. As the woman touched his garment, she went off and sat down. And when she did, Jesus said, "Who touched me?" So Peter said, "Well, everybody's touching you." He said, "But virtue went from me. I got weak." He looked around until he found that woman that touched him, and he told her. She had a blood issue. Her faith had saved her. Jesus never touched her. She touched him. See what I mean? When Jesus did anything, the Father showed him what to do. But the people could touch him and draw remunerations by their faith on who he was. So you do the same thing. Or he is the same tonight and can do the same. The Lord bless you. All right? You're an usher. That's mighty nice, sir. I suppose between the two of us, we've never met before. I guess we're strangers to each other. You shook hands with me one time. I mean, I don't know you. But there's someone here who does know you. Besides your friends or who, your associates, your people, or whoever's here with you, or what more, your church. There's one who knows you. That's Christ. And if Jesus is the same, I'm saying this for the audience that hasn't been here before. There was a man came to him one time, and he knew where that man was from. And he told him he was a believer, a Christian. Said it was a guy by the name of Philip went and got a man named Nathaniel. Jesus told him he was a believer, and he couldn't understand that because he told him he was a Christian. A believer, what we call a Christian today. And he said, "When did you know me, Rabbi?" He said, "Before Philip called you, when he was on the fig tree there, I saw you." He recognized that to be the Son of God. Now, if he's raised from the dead, he's obligated to his word to do the same thing. Is that right, audience? Now, here's the man. Anybody want to take my place? You're welcome. I don't know the man. He knows I don't know him, and God knows I don't know him. Now, if the man is sick, I couldn't heal him. I have nothing to heal him with. But I'm trying to tell him that healing comes by God. God alone does the healing. Doctors don't heal. They set bones and remove tumors. But God does the healing because healing is creation. Developing cells. So man can't do that. If he could, he could build a man. He only keeps the place clean with disinfectants, keeps the germs out of it, while God mixes it together and builds the tissues back. Healing is alone with God. So if any man tells me he's a healer, he's not telling the truth. Let him be whoever he may be, preacher or doctor. He's no healer but God. I'll admit the doctors are wonderful. They're God's servants. Some of them are staunch Christians. Some of them are not. We find the same thing amongst preachers. I find more believing doctors than I do believing preachers on divine healing. Doctors many times, doctors come to my home, sit there in a room, ask prayer. Great doctors of the nation. Certainly, they believe. Now, this man and I were probably maybe born many miles apart. I suppose I'm a little older than he is, but here we are meeting for our first time face to face this way. and him knowing and witnesses himself, I don't have one idea what he's standing there for. He's just a man. Now, if God will reveal to me what the man's here for, or something he's done, or something another that he knows that I know nothing about, will you believe? You believe that God gives it to you? I see God don't have any voice on earth but ours. How many know that? No hands but ours. We are the branches. He's the vine, and he just energizes us. And we bear the fruit, the vine, or the branch. Now that we are strangers and do not know each other, but if God will let me know what you're praying for, now you just speak to God about that. Then you're going to believe that God will give you what you ask for. My brother, I see the man going way, way from me. He's really not from Phoenix. He's in a country different from this country. I believe it looks to me like Montana. Up in the Range country. And he's seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that's what he wants me to lay hands on him for. And besides that, he's praying for somebody else. It's a man. And he's a relative to you. He's a relative to you by marriage. He's your brother-in-law, I believe. And he's got a skin condition that you want me to pray for. That's saith the Lord. You believe now?
Amen.
You believe, all of you? Then, Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll honor the faith of this people and give to them that what they have need. I bless this man for whatever he needs in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Receive what you ask for. Find it that way. Now, that's more weakening than all the preaching I've done this week. Now, here is a woman. Here's a beautiful picture of the Bible again. Here's a colored woman, the white man. There was a Samaritan talking to Jesus, a woman. And he said to the woman, go get me a drink, or bring me a drink. She said, you Jews have no dealings with we Samaritans. It's not customary for you, a Jew, to ask a Samaritan such. Jesus said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. He let her know that there's no difference in the color of people. Black, white, brown, yellow, whatever it may be, they're all God's children from one tree, Adam. Now, here's a colored woman and myself. Another picture of the Bible. I don't know the woman, never seen her in my life. We're total strangers. Is that right, lady? But you have a right to the tree of life. And you know, one time when Jesus was going up the mountain, dragging out all the rugged grass, dragging out his bloody footprints, some of your people picked it up and helped him pack it on. You know that. He knows it too. Now, if the Lord Jesus, talking to the Samaritan woman, told her where her trouble was, and she said as soon as he told her, as she told him, that she didn't understand how this was, but she said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. She said, now we know when Messiah cometh, he'll do these things, do all things. But she couldn't understand who he was, so she thought he was a prophet. So that was the sign of the Messiah. To the Jews, That was the sign of the Messiah to the Samaritan. Is that right? Well, would it be the same Jesus that's raised from the dead? Wouldn't that, if he's the same yesterday, today, forever, wouldn't that be the sign of the Messiah to us? If he's the same? Now, may he grant it to the woman. I don't say he will, but may he do it. The lady, for one thing, I see her, she's extremely nervous. And by being nervous, there has developed something wrong with her inward part, which is in her stomach. She has ulcerated stomach. It's a peptic ulcer, which is caused from nervousness. Causes your food to sour and ferment, belching it up and so forth. And you've been in a hospital for tuberculosis. That's right. But you don't have to go now. It's finished. Your faith has made you well. God bless you, lady. And may his grace be sufficient to you. May the Lord add his blessing. Now his attitude here is his attitude to you. Be reverent. Don't doubt. Believe. Now here stands the little lady. I guess this is our first time meeting in life. I don't know you. Far as I know, you might know me, but I don't know you. We're strangers to each other. That's right, raise up your hand. But God does know you. And if you, both of us, being your white woman, me a white man, you are a Christian. And you're suffering with a tremendous nervousness, which is a lot due to the time of life that you're living in. And you have just had a heart attack. And there's something about a hospital. You've been in a hospital. And you're suffering represented your brother. You know Brother Moore, for some means.
Very popular, you know.
And you're farming from the south, anyhow. That's exactly the truth. Now go home. It's Wait. Over. God bless you, your big lady. Supposing us to be strangers to each other, sister. I don't know you and you don't know me. If that's true, would you just raise up your hand so people know? You believe God will heal you that back trouble, lady? Right there, the Spanish lady? That spinal trouble. You did have it, you don't have it now. Your faith has made you whole. I want to ask you, do you raise up? She's well now. What happened? Who did she touch? The Bible said it is the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. She touched something. You can touch the same thing. The Lord Jesus. Have faith. Look, little lady. Believe. I don't know you. But God does know you. You are suffering with something that's on your right side, right under the rib. It's a gallbladder with a liver, gallbladder, gallstones on. And you have, I believe you come from somewhere else too, here. And haven't you been in a hospital? But they didn't operate. And that was up in California, San Francisco. Right. And now that it got your spirit You flew down here. You flew in a plane down here to be paid for. You're supposed to go back in about a month. Well, I don't think you'll have to do it. I believe your faith has settled it, lady, and you'll be well. Oh, eternal God, bless this dear little woman and make her well through Jesus Christ. Amen. Be reverent. I don't know you, of course, lady, but God does know you. But if God will let me know what you're praying for, will you believe Him? You do? If you do it, little fella, you can go home and be made well. In Christ's name. What did he touch? Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ. You suffer nervously. And that in that it caused the stomach condition, in that which causes the burning in your stomach. It's acid. Your nerves are such a stick that dumps out from the pancreas secretions of acid, and it's burning your stomach. And you're praying for someone else, a paralyzed friend. That's right. To heal I can't, but a gift of God will make manifest every time. Come here. Oh, blessed Jesus, I bless this little woman in the name of Christ that she will receive that which she's asked for. Amen. Is Spanish? But you can speak a little English. That's what I knew, just a little bit. But you will be able now to understand it because the anointing is on you. I am your brother, but that which is on you is your Savior. You come for me to pray for you for a ruptured condition. And that's the navel is ruptured. You're from, not from this city, you're from the city down south, Tucson. You got a little crippled girl down there you want me to pray for.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, thou Son of God, be merciful and heal in Christ's name. Amen. Cancer, skin cancer. But do you believe that Christ will heal you? If thou canst believe, you can be made well. In Jesus Christ's name, may it be so. Amen. Have faith. You believe God heal you that sign of trouble? You do? All right, then you can have what you ask for. Just raise up your hand to God sitting on the end of the seat. All right, you can go home well. And this lady has asthmatic trouble. That's right. Go home well, too. The Lord Jesus bless. It could cripple you, this arthritis. It puts you in a bed or in a wheelchair. But if you'll believe with all your heart, God can remove that acid from the blood and make you well. You believe it? Oh, blessed Jesus, I ask for the healing of my brother in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you now. Don't doubt. Go believe me. You're a healthy-looking man. But the heart is something that doesn't show whether it's healthy or not. But God can heal that. Can you believe it? With all your heart, then come here. Blessed Heavenly Father, I bless this man in Jesus' name for his healing. Amen. God bless you, sir. Believe now with all your heart. Dost thou believe the Son of God could heal you from the lady's trouble and the arthritis too and make you well? Do you believe that? Then the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. You believe I believe him? Then these signs will follow them. They lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. Then I ask for her healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Have faith. Wouldn't you like to eat again like you used to? Let old stomach be well. You believe me to be God's prophet? Well, then go eat. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You're nervous. The nervous trouble is what you think you're always crossing bridges before you get to it. And that has created an acid condition which makes you have arthritis. That's right. You believe me to be God's prophet? Then go and receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Like to eat again, like you used to? Go get you a nice hamburger. Amen. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe it, lady, looking at his high blood pressure sitting there? Do you believe it? The line curve down there you sit. That's what you're suffering with. Now, if you believe me to be God's prophet, put your hand over on the other lady sitting next to you. Now, you want to go a little bit hard things, lady? Be made well? Raise your hand up if you do. All right, you can have that. Yes, Father. Do you believe? All right, lady. Look here just a minute. Do you believe me to be his servant with all your heart? I cannot heal you, for I have nothing to heal with. But he whose presence you're in can heal. You're suffering with the trouble, nervousness, and you've got a spine that bothers you, which is a split vertebrae. Also, you have hemorrhoids. That's true. And besides that, you want me to pray for somebody else. That's your daughter. She has kidney trouble. She lives in California. And she's unsaved. And you've got a broke-up home. That's exactly right. Do you believe? Then go and receive what you ask for in Jesus Christ's name. Do you believe? Oh, Lord, help our unbelief. This is a Christian moment. I love you with Christian love. I've told you the truth. By God's word, and God has vindicated that it is the truth. Now here's perfectly the truth. Jesus Christ has healed every one of you. You're everyone here, if you can believe it. What more will have to be done? Do you believe it? Put it on your feet. And accept it and be made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith has saved thee. Now, if Christ is raised from the dead and a high priest that can still be touched for the feeling of our infirmities, you look to the high priest and pray and see what he tells you. Just do that once and find out. You without prayer cards, it's not going to be called. You just look that way and believe with all your heart and see what the Lord Jesus will do for you. All right, is this the patient? I'll be real reverent. As we try our best now,
to just submit myself to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and don't move around. If you just hold your place just for a few minutes, Mr. Argan right now will be watching. It's in a different world. It's in another dimension. And it's going out to see visions. And anyone knows what effect that has. Just be real reverent. Keep quiet. Just look and live. Believe with all your heart and see what the Holy Spirit will say. Now, isn't this a wonderful time? Now, it's either the truth or it isn't the truth. If Christ isn't the same, then that Bible's wrong and it's all wrong. But if it is, we are to die by it. It's life. It's truth. Oh, America, America, wake quickly. Now, there was a Jew, one time went and got another Jew. And one that went was named Philip, went and found Nathanael under a tree praying, brought him back in the presence of Jesus, and Jesus told him he was a believer. And he said, "How did you know me, Rabbi?" He said, "Before Philip called you, I saw you when you were under the tree." How many knows that's true? St. John 1. How did he see him 30 miles around the mountain? But he had God in him. He saw vision. You believe that? The woman, so forth, he saw what the Father showed him. And this man knew that it was the Spirit of the Messiah. Would you believe the same thing? The woman that he told at the well, she had five husbands. She said, "Now we know when the Messiah cometh, he'll do these things. But who are you?" He said, "I'm he that speaks to you." She thought he was a prophet. If that was the sign of the Messiah then, it's the sign of Messiah today, if he is the same Messiah. That's right. Now here's this man standing here. He's standing here in this throat praying. I've never seen the man, don't know him. We're strangers to each other. All right. If we are strangers to each other, just two men met here on earth for the first time. Then if our blessed Lord will come and anoint me with his Spirit and will say to you something, well, when Peter come to him, he knew Peter's name. And when others, he knew others' name, when the Father revealed it. And if he would, or he knew what the people had need of, what they were praying for, as the Father showed him. Well, now, if he'll come tell me something that you know that I don't know nothing about, would you believe that it was him? You know it would have to be supernatural. But then, it's your attitude towards what it is. Now, you know that I've never seen you and know nothing of you. This is our first time ever meeting. Somebody, either Leo, Gene, Billy, or somebody, give you a prayer card. And here you are. You just call upon Christ. That's all. Now, believe now. In Christ's name, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God. Now, the angel that you see on the picture is here at the platform now. Now, if that isn't the truth, it'll declare not to be the truth. If it is the truth, it'll declare to be the truth. Now, just speak with the men as our Lord did with the apostles when he met them and with the woman. A man, it's seemingly that he is going from me if the audience still picks up my voice. Now I see the man all disturbed about something. He's extremely nervous. But his nervousness is a weary that he's having. And that is because of it's shattered. It's a cancer. That's right. It's a cancer. And that cancer is on your left shoulder. That's right. You believe me to be his prophet?
Amen.
Then you're in the presence not of your brother, but you're in the presence of him. Mr. Phillips, do you believe that?
Amen.
Thank you. Ms. Olive Phillips. That's right. That's your name. That's right. Do you believe now? Then come and let us pray.
Yes, sir.
Blessed Heavenly Father, in the presence of the great Holy Spirit, we bow our heads as believing children and ask that this our brother's life be spared and he be made well for the glory of Almighty God. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Blessings on you, brother. Go believing now and be made well. If thou canst believe, how do you do, lady? I suppose this is our first time ever meeting in life. It's our first time. But do you believe that your injury is present?
I do.
You're aware that something's going on since you moved up here.
Yes,
if the audience can see the expression on the face of the woman, see?
It is
the Holy Spirit and His blessing. Now, I have no idea what you're here for, after I have never seen you and know nothing of you, then it would take God's Holy Spirit to reveal to me. And now, if He would say to you, like He said to the woman at the well, where your trouble is, would you believe it?
Amen.
All right, may He grant it. I see you're nervous, and then you got a heart trouble that you're praying for. Exactly
right.
Now, if that's right, raise up your hand.
Amen.
Now you see, now, He told her ever what it was. Now that wasn't my voice. It might have been my voice, but it wasn't me using it because I don't know how to use it. It's Him. It's just submitted to Him. See? Now, more you talk to the woman, more He would tell. Let's talk to the woman just a minute. Now, I don't know what He told you, but let's see now if He would say something. Yes, it is your heart trouble. That's right. Nervous heart, flutters, especially when you lay down.
Yes.
That's right. It's a nervous heart. Gas backs around it and stops it off. And
that's right.
And you're not from around here, I don't believe.
No, I'm not.
You're from way away from here. And your husband's a minister.
Yes, sir.
And that is from a country where it's real cold.
That's right.
It's you some connection. I see Ernest Fanner.
Yes.
You're from Alaska.
That's
Fairbanks,
right.
Alaska.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. You believe still in the Lord Jesus?
Yes,
then go. Your disease has left you.
Thank
and your faith
you.
Has made you whole. God bless you. How do you do, lady? You and I are strangers to each other. And here is a picture of St. John 4. It's a man and a woman. And the woman that came to our blessed Savior, she was a Samaritan, and he was a Jew. And when he told her to bring him a drink, she said, it's not customary for you Jews to ask us Samaritans such. We have no dealings one with another. Now, there was a segregation, like it is down in the Southlands, between the white and colored. But Jesus let them know right quick, there's no difference. We're all Adam's race. But it's the same picture, as it were. Now you're here for help. And if God will tell me what your trouble is, will you believe on Him with all your heart? Will the audience do the same? The lady has a tumor that she wants me to pray for. You want me to tell you where that's at? It's on the breast. And it's on your right breast. That's right. Now go and believe, and it'll leave you. You believe? And go and be healed. In Christ's name, I want to lay my hands upon you. Amen. God bless you. Come, my sister. You believe that God would heal the slightest trouble that you have, lady? Sitting on the front seat? You are healed. Your faith has made it. Oh, it's been bothering you for a long time. Now, you know you feel different right now. It's gone from you. Just keep believing. It won't return if you'll believe. We are strangers to each other, I suppose. We do not know each other. But this is probably our first time ever meeting in life. But our blessed Lord Jesus knows you. What do you think happened to that woman? What did she do? The lady's just sitting there. Just a woman walked in the meeting. And the blessed Holy Spirit, she just touched the high priest. He just spoke back and I couldn't help it. I turned and seen that light hanging over the woman. A vision broke and I spoke what he said. And that did it. She touched something. Not me, did she? She's too far from me to touch me. But she touched the supernatural, the blessed Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus, His Son. And if you will just believe the same way, you can do the same thing. You believe me? You are here for me to pray for you for a condition of the stomach. And you've had cancer.
Yes.
And the cancer in the stomach. And you've had an operation. And part of the stomach and the intestinal tract has been removed.
Yes.
And the thing has come back again.
Yes.
And you're coming for me to pray. And you're afraid you're going to have another operation.
Yes.
For this cause. And your husband needs prayer. He has vein trouble in his legs, varicose veins. That's true.
Yes.
That's thus saith the Lord. Now you in his presence, and you've had an up and down life too, as I noticed it past. You've never come to the spot where you could feel exactly where you were satisfied with your experience with Christ. That I'm not reading your mind, but that's true. And that's why you're here tonight. Now will you accepting in this fullness and believing with all your heart while you're in His presence? You will? Oh, blessed Holy Spirit, come to this tentative soul tonight and give unto her the deep desires of her life, and may she be healed by Thy power and filled with Thy Spirit. I ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Be up on you. Go and live now. God be with you. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. The man sitting right back here, looking at me, he has been suffering from an operation, sitting right here. You are a stranger to me. Do you have a prayer card? You don't? All right, stand up to your feet just a moment. No, the man's behind you, sir. It's the angel of the light is on him. You just come in and sit down. And you've had an operation, and you got ill effects of that operation. It doesn't heal up right. You have like pus around it that it won't heal. That's right, isn't it? And you have come tonight that you would accept Christ for your healer. If that's right, wave your hand. Now go, and your faith makes you whole. God bless you. Do you believe on the Lord Jesus? Just look and live. Now, lady, we are strange to each other, I suppose. We've never met in life. But the Lord Jesus knows the both of us. And if the Lord Jesus in His blessed resurrection will let me know what you're asking Him for, will you receive me as His servant? Then His servant would be truthful. And then if I am truthful, God will speak back that it is the truth. That's right. That would be a vindication that Christ is raised from the dead. You're suffering. I see you moving from a table. You have a stomach trouble that bothers you. Then you also have a female trouble that causes a drainage like. And that is some sort of an abscess or something inside. Then you also have an examination of little cysts. And they're on your right breast. Three of them on your right breast. That's right. Correctly. Then go on your road believing and receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How do you do, sir? I suppose that we are strangers to each other. The Lord Jesus knows us both. And if the Heavenly Father, who knows you and He knows me, and if He will help us to become His children in a submitted way, that He can use both of us now. We're both man, and life is dear to both of us. And if I could in any way do something to help you, sir, I would do it. But I can't do it being just a man. But He can as God. Then, as I being your brother, and He will reveal to me what you're asking Him for, then will you receive it?
Yes.
Now there is a man praying that it appears you're at the platform that looks something like you. The man sitting right there just raised his head from prayer. Yes, you just straightened up. Dark hair. You're suffering with a nervous condition and a throat trouble.
Right.
That is right. And you're a minister of the gospel.
Correct.
That's right. You're not from this city.
No, sir.
You're from a place called Live Oak,
correct.
California.
Correct.
And you're A.C. Schmeling. That's correct.
Correct.
Go on your road, brother, and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, my brother. Have faith in God. You're a minister too. That's exactly right. And you're not from this country. You're from another state. Oregon. Correct. And you have lost your one of your senses, which is smelling. That is correct. And your wife there with you, she has trouble with her hip. That's correct. And your boy back there has gland trouble. And you were praying because this is emergency. You got to leave after tonight. That's correct. That's thus saith the Lord. Go and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you believe, sister, that He will make you well? Come here. Blessed Jesus, touch the woman and make her well. Amen. If thou canst believe, you believe for the child. You believe the Lord Jesus takes the trouble from its back and make it well. You believe it? You get well, sweetheart? Come here just a moment. Oh, blessed Father, in the name of thy child, the Lord Jesus, we pray that you'll heal the little girl and make her well. God bless you, honey. Don't doubt. Go on your road rejoicing and be made well. God bless you, sir. What do you think sitting there on the end of the seat, sir? Suffering with catarrh. Do you believe Christ will make you well? All right? If you believe it, you can have it. That scared you. You didn't know you had that much faith. Faith is an unconscious thing. Just have faith and believe. If thou canst believe. Your wife's deaf and you want her prayed for too. Isn't that right? Certainly it is. What do you think, Ray, would have had on when you raised Ray home? Would you like to get over that stomach and gallbladder trouble? You would. That's what you had. If you believe, you can be made well too. Just accept it and say, Lord Jesus, I believe. Do you believe, Sister Jill? Blessed Holy Spirit, bless her, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Have faith now. Don't doubt. Lady, there's many out there suffering with your trouble, heart trouble. And do you believe that the Lord Jesus will make you well? Let me show you something. All that has heart trouble, raise up your hand out there. Raise up your hands. Go ahead and show you something. See there? However you go to divine, which one is? See, it's just a massive pull now, you see. Just a constant. The Holy Spirit is your movie. That's the reason it's hard to catch one, see. It's because it's the Spirit of God pulling so hard. But if every one of you will believe, when we pray for this woman, every one of you will be healed. You believe it? Let's pray. Oh, blessed Jesus, we now condemn the devil because that he's nothing but a bluff, and we want receiving. And we charge him in Jesus Christ's name that he leave every person in here suffering like this woman and hurt also. May he leave her. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer, faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up. A lady's trouble, female. And now that the anointing has struck the whole building, it's just hard for me to see out there. But there's many out there suffering with the same thing. Ladies with ladies' troubles, raise up your hands out through the audience, balconies, and everywhere. See? If you can believe, each one of you will be made well. Do you believe? Let's bow our heads. Bring the other patient. Blessed Heavenly Father, I pray that you will bless this dear woman and all those who are out there. May they be perfectly made well as I charge the devil through Jesus Christ's name to lead this people. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believing. Be the baby. Oh, it's crossing. Bring it to me. My blessed Redeemer, as this little mother comes bringing her darling, and it looks up with its little eyes crossed, thou art God and can heal. Now the child is too young to have faith. It doesn't just know what faith is. But Lord, we as your servant believe for the child. And I charge this evil thing that's crossed the eyes of this little baby to leave the child. Come out from it. I adjure thee by Jesus, the living Christ, that you leave the child. And I ask that these eyes be uncrossed in Christ's name. I want every head bowed just a moment. I'll look at the baby first. Now you say, why did you pray for that baby different than you did from the adults? They can have their own faith. This is a baby. I want to look at his eyes. Look this way, sweetheart. Look this. Follow my finger like this. Over here. Look over this way. Now look back this way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The little baby's perfectly normal and well. Oh, his little eyes has been uncrossed. Let me show you. Look up this way, honey. Now follow my finger. Look at my finger. Right here. Look at my finger. Look this way. Follow my finger. Now look back this way. Can you see it? It's perfectly... Not look up towards the light there, honey. Look up towards those lights there. The baby is perfectly normal and his eyes are uncrossed. Oh, bless the Lord, sister. Your darling is yours now for good with good straight eyes. Does that remind you of Africa, the little cross-eyed baby? Oh, isn't the Lord Jesus graceful and blessed? Now, do you believe with all your heart that He's here and raised from the dead? Now put your hands over on each other for a congregational prayer, and each one of you will be healed. Don't doubt. Have faith. That's right. Now, you repeat this prayer as I pray it. You repeat it. Oh God, I believe in God Almighty, Creator of heavens and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His Son, has raised Him from the dead, and He is alive forevermore. I now confess all my sins and ask forgiveness. And in the presence of the Holy Spirit, I now accept my healing in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Now you just keep real quiet now. Just set in with God. Just keep thinking the goodness of God coming right into you. God projecting His love and power and healing right in you. Believe it. Now, I'm going to pray for you. Now, there's only one thing to keep you from being normal and well. That's that little dark shadow hanging in the belly. That's unbelief. If that can ever leave, the whole thing's settled. What more could God do? Here's His Word. Here's His Spirit. I have spoke the truth. He's confirmed it tens of thousands of times without one error. He's here. He makes the blind to see, the lame to walk, the cross eyes to be straight. He never fails. He can't fail. There's one thing God cannot do, that's fail. He cannot fail. So He's here, and I'm going to pray that God will make this unbelief leave the building, and every one of you can rise in Christ's name and be healed. Oh God, their words are still moving through the air. If there was some kind of a screen could pick it up, and there is, it's a great screen of God's Holy Spirit, and you hear their confession, and now the devil has trying to hold these people, and I take the authority of representing my blessed Lord, who raised from the dead and is here tonight. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I charge every doubt to leave this room in Jesus' name. And I pray that God Almighty will rush the faith into the people's hearts that with one accord this entire group of people may be healed instantly right now. In Jesus Christ's name, may it be so. Amen. That's it. Stand to your feet and be made well in Christ Jesus' name.
Two people perhaps together. And then when they went out and they couldn't get our prayer cards, there's no way of doing it. They couldn't speak their languages. So I just had a missionary go get two or three out of this tribe and two or three out of that tribe and bring them up. And the first was a Mohammedan woman. And it began to speak and to tell her of what had happened. I asked if she'd ever read the New Testament. Yes. And she's an Indian. And I said, do you know what the New Testament says about Jesus? Yes. I said, did He claim to be a healer? No. I said, then what did He claim that He would do? What I just got through saying? I do nothing except the Father shows me. What He shows me that I do? St. John 5:19. She believes it. I said, then the woman is at the well. He revealed to her just her secret place of her sin. Told her what her need was. I said, if He'd do that same thing to you, you know we don't know each other, would you believe it? Yes. She put up her hand. Just about that time, what was it doing? Contacting her spirit? There, when it was told to her that her husband had taken her to a doctor, an Indian doctor that had a black mustache wearing a gray suit, told her he went 2 or 3 days before that, whenever it was, and he waited in the hall while the doctor examined, he found a cyst on the breast or something like that. She said, that's true. And I said, well, why did you come to me? If you're a Mohammedan, why did you come to me as a Christian? He said, She said to the interpreter, she believed I could help her. When God did that, I said, now do you accept Christ as your personal Savior? She raised her hand and condemned Mohammedanism and accepted Christ. And 10,000 Mohammedans accepted Christ out there on the ground. Right? And at the end, when others come, and when they've seen the marvelous works of God, a little old boy standing there, you told him that you were born in a Christian home. Yes, I couldn't help him. His little boy cross-eyed. His little eyes just as cross as they could be. He was standing as far as the end of that platform. There'd been a priest doctor there, and he wanted to say that he knew God was in them big lilies, big cow lilies, great wild. He said God was in the lilies, but he couldn't understand how that God could be there to do anything, so he could imagine that I had a telepathy. And I said, look, sir, this is not a telepathy. It is the power of the resurrection of Christ. And when that little boy standing there, his little belly bloody from eating his little blood diet, I looked at him, I said, he's a Zula. And his mother, I see when she showed him to the father when he was born, he was cross-eyed when he was born. Way back out three times the distance of this almost, a couple stood up there with the father and mother of the child. That was right. I said, I couldn't heal him. Certainly had nothing to heal him with. And I looked back and his little eyes are just as straight as mine. I said, there he is. I've never touched him in his field. That's right. This doctor said, I can't understand. He asked me, how did that could be? What did you do? Did you hypnotize that child? I said, no, sir. I wasn't even around him. I said, doctor, they give you license to practice medicine in England? And we don't know no more about hypnotism than to think that hypnotism is straight and cross eyes? Well, I said, if hypnotism was straight and cross eyes, you better practice hypnotism. Right. And he said, what did it? And I said, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he went up there and said, I want to accept him as my personal Savior. And when I was leaving at Johannesburg, that doctor had quit his practicing of medicine and was going out onto the mission fields to preach the gospel and pray for the sick. And when he threw his arms around me to kiss me goodbye out there on the neck at Johannesburg, the man began to speak in unknown tongues. A British doctor. Yes, sir. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. You believe that? That day, at Durban, when they'd seen those things, a woman comes to the platform. I see sometimes it turns dark around the people. I know they're not going to live. I don't say it because prayer could change that again. But this day, the reason I said it, I've seen the funeral procession of the woman. It was a past tense then. I said, lady, you've got very sick. Told her what was wrong with her. She was a boor, white woman. And I said, you've got very sick. You just had a certain sickness. Said, that's right. And I said, you prepare for death for you're not going to live but just a little bit. And she walked off the platform, walked out in the audience, and dropped dead. Right? If I could have healed her, I'd have done it. But I can only say what I've seen. That's right. And I've seen that procession going on, and that's the reason I pronounce it. A lot of times I sit turn dark on the people, I say, well, go and the Lord bless you, or something like that, because prayer could change it, you see. We have time to go into it. It would be different. But I'm searching, brother. I've got something in my heart. I know that the Pentecostal church has gone haywire on some things. And I've started from New York into the West Coast to do my best to try to straighten it out if I possibly can. And that great, lovely church that I've stood out for, and being a Baptist, I stood between the church and tried my best to bridge that thing and tear down them denominational barriers and make us brothers in one great front to go forth for Christ. I've done my very best, but I put it to God, I am at the end of the road. I preached just as hard as I could. A few weeks ago in Phoenix, when I preached on Sunday afternoon, where there's divisions and men would hardly speak to one another, I've seen around 200 ministers or better walk down to the altar and shake one of their hands and cry over one of their shoulders and say they'd never trust to be different with one another again. Let that great church of God take that attitude tonight, and I'll show you a revival that'll sweep this nation and tear down every nest of hell. Hey! Brother, we can preach the whole horse and our lungs fall out until the people make a move. You'll never do nothing. That's right. You've got to make a move and believe it. Brethren, do it tonight. Do it tonight. Stand out for the word. And for the living word of the living God, God will manifest it. Amen. Sorry to hold you like this. Bring the ring. Now you realize, friends, how many's been in my meetings before? I mean, out here, but way out of the city somewhere, when the managers used to speak, how much difference it was. Certainly, this is two different anointings. This is anointing now. I've been preaching. Now you have things right back and yield yourself to the Spirit. The same Spirit, many gifts, the same Spirit, but now yield over. It's never like it should be when it's this way. If I could come right to my room, right in the anointing, I could stay quiet as long. But if I have to do my own preaching and everything else, there you are, see? It doesn't. But the thing of it is, here's a woman standing here. The woman's totally a stranger to me. I've never seen her in my life. Is that right, lady? Are we strangers with each other? You saw me before. Was it in a meeting? Or just is out in the audience and saw me? Well, I mean, I don't know you and you don't know me. And there's no way I have of knowing you or anything about it, unless you tell me something now. But if you are here and wanting something from God, and you're a woman, me a man, and you are a Christian, then if the Lord will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe it, accept it, believe it you will receive what you ask for? Of course, it's up to you. You're the one that's needing. It isn't me. Ever patient, it's you all, friends. It's not me. You're the one. I'm just here healing myself. No matter how great this gift would be, it'll never work unless you work it yourself. Jesus came into a city. They said, now we heard you've done great works over there. Let's see you go over here. And Jesus marveled at the unbelief and many mighty works he could not do. Is that right? That was Son of God. Many works he could not do because of their unbelief. It's your faith in a finished work. Like I tell the woman, I've watched them walk through the platform, and as soon as their real spiritual kept that expression of that anointed angel when he's standing over to the Logos, the Son of God, immediately they are under the anointing, they realize it. Watch the Spirit go to work then. Watch what happens. Then you hear them years from them testifying, it's all gone, it's all over. Some of us then say, well, I guess so. Well, I hope so. But you might as well keep your seat. That's all there is to it. It'll never do you one speck of good. That's right. It's your faith in a finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right. Now, you without prayer cards, I want you to believe. I want you to accept the Lord Jesus as your healer. I want you to look this way, and I want you to believe it with all that is within you. I want you to believe. And may he grant the blessing that you're asking for. Is my sincere prayer. I just be reverent. We're in the presence of God. And please, for the next few minutes, don't walk around. Just let me stay 10 minutes, will you? If you just sit still that long, maybe God will do something that will confirm it. If he will do it to this one woman, it ought to settle the whole thing. How many believe that? When Moses went in to do a sign before Israel, every time he met Israel, I said, look here, what's I can do with my hand? He did it with leprosy, see? And come here, Israel, I don't show you I can do the same thing, see? He didn't do that. He did it once, and that settled it. See? If it's so, it's so. With the audience now looking, bleeding, the woman is shattered with death. Exactly. There's a black shadow hanging to the woman, which means it's falling in. It won't be very long. You won't be here on earth unless you get help from God. The woman is extremely nervous. She's suffering with a heart condition. And another thing, she has a cancer. And the cancer's in the womb. That's exactly the truth. That's why it raised up your hand. Now, it's up to you. It's your approach. When Martha comes to Jesus, look how she could have prayed in. And she said, why didn't you come to my brother? But she said, Lord, if you've been here, my brother not dying. But even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. And God rewarded it. You believe now that God has done this for you so that you can be made well? You believe it, lady? Come here, let me pray with you. Blessed Heavenly Father, I lay hands on this dying woman. As a servant of God, I ask with all my heart that you'll heal the poor woman and let her get well. I bless her and thank you. And God bless you, sister. Go believe now with all your heart.
We're strangers to each other, are we, maybe? You have on glasses, and that's one of the things you want to be afraid for, is your eyes. Right. Then you're a little nervous, and here's something I see show up. It's something in your mouth, a sore in your mouth, you won't pray for it. Right. That's a hidden thing. People say, well, sure, she had on glasses. You believe me to be a prophet? Just sit up. If you would believe with all your heart, you could be healed. Will you do that? Just to make those things. All right, return to your home now. Be made well. How do you do, sir? We are strangers, you say, sir. I've never seen you in my life. This is our first time meeting. If the Lord God of heaven will reveal to me what you're here for, sir, would you believe it with all your heart? You're a preacher. I see it's a pulpit. And then you've got all mixed up with some kind of spiritual problem. That's right. And you got grand trouble. That is right. That's right. And another thing, you have prayer for your wife. And your wife's got full trouble. That's right, isn't it? Go receive what you've asked for. In the name of the Lord. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe. What do you think sitting on here to see spirits praying? You believe God would heal you with your heart trouble and make you well? You do? You were praying for me to call you for that heart trouble. That's right. All right? You can receive it. Mm-hmm. Go home and believe it. Man sitting next to you's got sinus trouble, something wrong with his chest. You got guys too, raise up your hand. John? Sure? Isn't that wonderful? Who do you think of? Jesus Christ. That's right. Amen. He said, if thou faith believe, thou can receive. The colored lady sitting right next to you there's got heart trouble also. That's right, isn't it, lady? Right? Now, you haven't got it. You had it a while ago, but you haven't got it. The white woman sitting behind you on the next seat, do you believe you're able to be God's prophet? Yeah, you look at one another. Wonderful, isn't it? Do you both believe God? This woman on your side has a tumor, the woman on the other side has heart trouble. Is that right? Raise up your hand. Now you haven't got it. Now go home and be well. Amen. Do you believe it all your life? He said, God is to me. I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you, but God does know you. If God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept it with all your heart? You're suffering with a lady trouble, which is female trouble, and you have a knot, and that knot's in your right side. That's right, isn't it? Now you bring me to be a prophet? Say, I see a little girl up here, too. It's a little girl. That child has something wrong with his stomach? And have kidney trouble. Is that right? Go home and make be that handkerchief put on it and be made well so you can take Jesus Christ. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Are you believing? The Bible said, if thou canst believe, all right you can have it. We're strangers to each other, I suppose. We've never met in life. God knows both of us. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. What do you think, little lady with the red coat on sitting there? You touched me. You've been nervous, haven't you? That's right. You don't have it now. It's left you. Put your hand over the lady next to you because she's had sinus for a long time. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. What do you think about it, lady? You believe me to be God's prophet? What about you, sir? You've had epilepsy. Do you believe God will heal you with epilepsy? Then believe with all your heart and you can have what you ask for. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. What do you think, little lady with the dark hair sitting right back there? believe with all your heart, God will heal your heart trouble. You believe it? Put your hand on the man next to you, and he has high blood pressure. You believe with all your heart, so that you'll be made well? Then you can go home and be made well. Jesus Christ makes you well. I challenge your spirit before Christ to believe that I've told you the truth, because I've told you the Word of God. This lady's a stranger to me. I've never seen her. So are you strangers? I don't know yet. Why do you have to wait? Believe on the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. Here's the lady. This will settle it for the whole group of you, if you can believe. Lady, if we're strangers to each other, God knows both of us. You believe the Lord God can help you to know what's your trouble? And you would believe it? You're suffering with a nervous condition? I've just watched something take place. You've had an operation. That's right. And it was a throat garter, and it never did do that. That's right. You live in a rural district, don't you? You want me to tell you what your number is? You live on Route 1, don't you? And your box is 480. That's right. Your name is Lillick Quarles, isn't that right? Return home and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe? What about you, sir, sitting in a wheelchair? Do you believe? Would you obey me as God's prophet? You're going to die sitting there. Do you believe me to be the servant of the Lord? Get up out of the chair and take a chair and go on home. Believe with all your heart. Help him up. Amen. You believe by that? Stand up on your feet, every one of you. Amen.